Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello there, my beautiful angels. Welcome back to the channel. Today, I'm going to be clearing up some misconceptions around manifesting, and I'm going to give you the clear, simple, easy to use blueprint, 5 steps you're going to use whenever you want to manifest anything. This can be in your career, in your relationships, in your own personal growth and mindset, financial abundance, literally any aspect of your life that you want to improve or you want to manifest better and bigger things, use this step-by-step guide. Literally works every time. I know this from experience. And when I first learned about manifesting, I got caught up in all of the tips and tricks and all of the methods that I went down this wormhole where I was relying so much on these weird rituals and techniques, and I was always looking for how to manifest. What's the hack? What's the trick? What's the secret? And the reality is, there is no secret. There is no trick. You have the power to manifest. The reality is that you are already manifesting. That's right. You're already manifesting. I'm teaching you how to manifest with intention. So you're not just like manifesting whatever happens, happens. You are specifically choosing what you want to manifest into reality. Instead of going through life with a victim mindset and having things happen to you that you feel like you have no control and your life is just getting worse, you're not getting what you want, you are manifesting that because of your emotions and how you are feeling and the vibration you are putting out. So when we do these steps, we are simply taking out all of the coincidence and victim mindset, and we are intentionally focusing on what we want to manifest. That's what allows it to come into our lives faster, more effortless, and that's what allows us to disconnect from the terrible things that may have been happening to us, or the undesired situations, events, people that just keep coming back into our lives. Things that we don't want. Things that we don't want to be, things that we don't want to do, things that we don't want to have. Just completely unplug from that and plug into what we want to be, do, and have. So you manifest naturally and automatically according to the identity that you have. According to the identity that you are embodying, that is what you're going to manifest. So you don't have to necessarily focus on the manifestation itself. You don't have to focus on what is coming into physical reality. You need to focus on embodying the identity of someone who would be, do, or have the things that you want, the things that you desire. So your identity manifests, not the tools, not the rituals. They have no power. Affirmations, meditations, visualizations, scripting, all these methods, they don't have any power. The power comes from what they inspire in you. The power comes from how you do them and how they make you feel when you're doing them. The vibration that you're giving off, the commitment you have to your intention in that moment, and the energy you are putting out to attract that to you. That is what manifests. You are the creator. You are the manifester. Not the rituals, not the tools. These tools are simply used to reprogram your subconscious mind so you can accept the identity of the person which has, does, and is the things that you desire. So you've got to plug into the identity first before you can start to see the actual desires coming into your life. Remember that manifestation takes a while. So depending on how much of an identity shift you need to make, it may take a different amount of time for you to manifest a completely new reality. So for me, when I started manifesting my new career of being a YouTuber and monetizing my passion, I was doing the inner work around that to embody that identity for about 6 months before I actually received a dollar from that passion. So it took about 6 months of inner work to get me to a place where I was naturally manifesting money from my passion. Again, where I started was I was an accountant. That's what I went to school for. I was working at a 9-to-5 job. I had my whole future planned out around being an accountant and working a 9-to-5 job at an accounting firm and becoming that kind of professional, completely outside of the creative space, specifically the creative digital space. So once I reprogrammed to a point where I was able to see myself as a YouTuber and identify as somebody who was monetized in their passion of creating digital content, that's when I actually started to see the results. So for me, it took 6 months to completely shift that career identity. And I've used this same tactic to shift my identity around my friendships, my identity around my habits, like working out, my diet, my skin, my hair health, the way I dress, the way I walk, my confidence, my romantic relationships, my relationships with my family. I have done this in pretty much every aspect of my life, and I'm not done. So even though I'm like looking at my life and I'm like, oh my God, you did it. Everything we asked for, we got it. Hallelujah. But there's always more. Now that I'm here, I see bigger and better things that I want. And so that's part of the fun. You get to activate your desires, align with your desires, embody that new identity, and once you're in that new identity, new desires are uncovered for you. And you get to activate more desires. What holds a lot of people back in manifesting is that they think that their happiness relies on them having that thing. And they know subconsciously that it's not true, but they repeatedly tell themselves that, oh, well, if I made more money, I'd be happier. If I didn't have to work at this job, I'd be happier. But if they actually manifested that thing, that money or that job, they would still be unhappy. Because your happiness doesn't come from something external. It comes from inside. It comes from your ability to feel gratitude for your life. Your ability to enjoy what you have to the fullest possible extent. So if you are stuck in that loop where you're trying to blame the fact that you don't have something and that's why you're not happy, then manifest it. Use this step-by-step process, go into it 100%, do what you need to do, and manifest that new circumstance that you need, and you will find that having that thing doesn't make you happy. It's who you become in the process of getting that thing. So that's something you always have to remember. And a point that I cannot stress enough is persistence is always rewarded. I'm going to repeat that again because it's just so important. Persistence is always rewarded. Okay? Persistence. Stay persistent. Stay persistent. Don't stop. Keep going. Because as I told you, manifestations take some time. It can be a short amount of time. It can be a long amount of time. You never know. Don't set an expectation for how long something is going to take. You can guess, but don't give up just because it didn't happen within that time frame. It may happen faster than you think. It may take a little bit longer than you think. It really all depends on how quickly and how deeply you can shift your identity around that. So stay persistent at all costs. Stay persistent with your exercises, your mental exercises, whatever tools you are using to reprogram, and stay persistent with embodying that energy as much as you can every day until you get to a point where that is your new normal. Now, being a YouTuber monetized in my passion, that's my new normal. I could not imagine a world where I'm waking up at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning and driving to a job that I don't enjoy. Like, I could not, that is not a part of my identity. I could not imagine that. Now my everyday normal is waking up, working on my website, working on my courses, editing content for Instagram or TikTok, creating videos, going live, interacting with one-on-one with you. Like, that is my new normal. I could not imagine a world where I do anything different. So once you feel like this is your new normal, that's when you're going to start to manifest the things that you want. And that's when you're going to uncover your next desire. But anyways, let me give you the 5-step process that I use. I actually have it written down because I didn't want to miss any steps. And I love writing, so I like having like that physical copy. So step number one is to set your intention. What do you want? Get as specific as you want with this. It can be a general feeling. It can be a very specific statement, but get clear on what you actually want. Not what you think you should want. Not what your family thinks you should want. Not what anyone else wants, what you want. So I want a monetized YouTube channel. I want to monetize my passion. I have done that. I have monetized my passion. I'm happy with that. That may not be what you want. Maybe you enjoy working at a job where you are told what to do. Maybe you enjoy working as an accountant. You love sitting at your desk and looking at spreadsheets and examining numbers. You love doing that. Maybe that's your passion. Don't think that because other people are starting their businesses or becoming content creators, that that's a better lifestyle for you. Just because it works for me doesn't mean it works for you. So look inward and truly, truly ask yourself what you want. What are you here to do? What lights you up, brings you joy? What are your talents and what are your things that you like to do? When you find that balance, like, you're able to really pinpoint what your desire is. So that's step number one. By the way, I highly recommend doing this on a journal, on a piece of paper with a pen. Because when we keep things in our mind, it's hard to really figure things out. It's so much easier to either type it out or write it out on a piece of paper if you can. Just get it out. Get it down on paper. That way, it's easier to really look at and figure it out. Then step number two, once you have your desire, you're going to examine what your limiting beliefs are around that desire. So for me, when I set the intention to monetize my passion of inspiring people, helping people, creating digital art, digital content, videos, photos, graphics, whatever. When I wanted to monetize that along with my passion for personal growth and personal development, a lot of limiting beliefs came up. And so I had to examine those. The limiting beliefs that I remember coming up were, how am I qualified? Why would anyone watch my videos? What if this doesn't make any money? What if I fail at this? What if all of my family judges me? What if no one supports me? What if my message isn't strong enough? What if no one is inspired by what I'm saying? What if I can't help anyone? What qualifies me to help anyone? So those were like the original limiting beliefs that came up for me. And it's almost some things that I didn't really want to vocalize or write down or even acknowledge, because it's hard to feel that way. And it's hard to acknowledge those kinds of questions and things that you ask yourself, because then you have to answer them. And that's part of step two, is acknowledging what your limiting beliefs are and answer those questions. What qualifies me? The fact that I'm so freaking passionate about learning about personal development and applying it into my own life, writing down and keeping track of my progress, keeping track of what I learned, what works, what doesn't work, and my passion for actually recording and teaching, that qualifies me. My desire qualifies me, because not everyone has a passion for this. Not everyone is like, oh, let me spend 5 hours today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Researching different ways to grow and different ways to have a different mindset. And let me expand and read a book today. Like, not everyone has that desire. I do. And not only do I have a desire to learn about it and apply it, but I love teaching people. I love creating content. I love interacting with other people, listening to them, hearing them, helping them in any possible way that I can. I used to do this with my friends all the time. I would be like their unpaid therapist, their unpaid life coach, because I was just like so ready to help other people. Obviously, that didn't work out for me in my friendships because they didn't hire me. Like, they just want to be my friend. So I needed a way to channel that kind of energy into somewhere it would be appreciated. And obviously, that's through my channel, through my courses, through all my containers that I use to teach you, whether it's my social media or private parts in my websites. But yeah, you have to answer these limiting beliefs. So figure out what they are and answer them. Answer them from a place of growth and positivity. There's a lot that goes into this. If you need help with this step specifically, like acknowledging your limiting beliefs and finding ways to reprogram your limiting beliefs and sort of answer those limiting questions in a way that empowers you, I invite you to join my Rewired Play Shop. It is starting live on March 11th. It's going to be a wonderful and intimate, personal week long of group sessions, group meditations, hot seat coaching, just like one-on-one group, holding you accountable, supporting you along your journey, and having like that accountability and also the guidance all in one wonderful package. If you can't make the live, everything's going to be recorded and available on demand for the members. So join as soon as you can. I wouldn't wait because the pre-launch price is gonna go up very soon. So I've already seen some of you sign up. I'm so excited to meet with you and reprogram with you. And if you haven't signed up yet, stop waiting. So once you move on from step number two, you're going to do step three. And step three is, how can you align your energy with this desire? So how can you align your energy with the vibration of this intention? How can you feel as if this was already true? This is where we use tools. Tools like affirmations, meditation, all that beautiful fun stuff, journaling, scripting. There's so many tools. I would focus on the tools that actually change the way you feel. So maybe when you do affirmations, you feel like a robot. You don't feel the depth of the affirmations. You're kind of like, I am healthy, I am wealthy, blah, 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 this sucks. If you feel that way, don't do affirmations. Try meditation. Try visualizations. Try scripting. Try different things that actually activate some kind of feeling within you. Anything that just makes you feel like how you think you would feel if you already manifested this desire. So for me, I love doing visualizations. I would sit quietly, close my eyes, and meditate on like images in my mind of me on a Zoom call with a client, or filming my YouTube videos, or checking my analytics and seeing I got new subscribers, or traveling to host a live group intensive. All these things like that you would do or have or participate in once you created this manifestation, try to visualize things like that. Create little mental images. I actually created a workbook that is called the Law of Assumption Workbook, where I take you step by step on how to create like a mental movie and how to visualize it and use that to kind of put yourself in the state of feeling. So that is currently free. It's linked in the description if you want to check it out. So just do things that make you feel like it. For me, I also really enjoyed going for walks. I wouldn't bring my phone or any kind of music. I would just go for a walk and kind of contemplate future plans. So I would put myself in the state of mind of, okay, I'm monetized, I'm earning money. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna teach? How am I gonna write this? How am I gonna present that? Like, I would just put myself in that state of mind and walk. And the act of like walking and also thinking about something, meditating on something, even if you don't have your eyes closed, you can still meditate. Maybe you didn't know that, but you can. So it's about taking away distractions. So not ingesting anything, only sitting with your thoughts from a calm, observant place. So you can do this maybe sitting quietly, you know, staring at the wall, or going for a walk, or sitting meditating, closing your eyes. You can do this while exercising. As long as you're not like actively putting anything into your mind, like music or movies or books or anything, just quietly, like blank space, no stimulus, that can put you into a meditative state. So I would love to go for walks, and I still do this, by the way. I put myself into the state of mind of like, okay, I already have everything I want for this next level. What now? What am I gonna do? So sometimes I'll even like talk to myself. I don't care if I sound crazy. Like, this has worked for me so far, and that's what I'll continue to do. I'll like talk to myself and pretend like I'm in a meeting or something. Like, I don't care. I don't care if you think I'm crazy, because it's only crazy if it doesn't work. So let's move on. What is the next step? Okay, so step number four, now you're like tapping into the feeling, you know what you want, you've reprogrammed those limiting beliefs, and it's normal if the limiting beliefs that you already reprogrammed keep coming up. Just keep reprogramming. Like, if you keep getting a feeling of, oh, I'm not worthy about this, like, how can I be qualified about this? Consistently tell yourself, I'm qualified because I desire it. Like, or whatever it is that you came up with to reprogram that limiting belief. Again, it's best if you join the Rewired Play Shop, because I'll be able to give you like personal advice if you're stuck on how to empower yourself through your limitations and kind of push through them and consistently be able to go back and reprogram them automatically without having to like get all anxious and sad and depressed about what you're thinking, because your limiting beliefs are a scam. They are not valid. They are not necessary. Sometimes it's good because it motivates us to change something, but most of the time it's just a waste of mental energy. So once you've done all that, step number four is aligning your actions. So what are you going to do every single day to contribute to this desire? What are either the small or large incremental steps that you are physically going to do to get what you want? Because you're trading energy for energy. You want to receive all this stuff, you have to give some too. But putting in actions and giving your energy doesn't have to be like this draining, miserable process. Find something that's easy for you to do on a consistent basis and do it every single day. Do something small or something big, whatever you can do that day, but do something. Do something. And if while you're doing this thing, you're also like doing your affirmations and doing your mental exercises and you're putting yourself in a state of feeling and also acting, like that's the secret combo right there. You are going to quantum leap faster than you can imagine. So how can you act as if you already have what you desire? For me, my actions when I was trying to monetize my passion was do it. Like, maybe you're not making any money yet, but you're making the content. You're acting as if you were already monetized. So what does that look like for me? That was posting videos every day, which I still do. That was doing the self-care that someone would do if they were working in their passion and had flexibility and free time. That was being authentic and expressing my true self and not trying to be someone I'm not. That was continue learning about personal growth, continue practicing and teaching. Always making sure that what I'm teaching is aligned with what I'm actually doing. Because I never want to be that person that's like telling you to do something and then I'm not doing it. Because then how do I know that it works? So practicing what I preach, like, it was a very gradual process for me. You know, I started with, okay, I'm going to post a video every day. And then, okay, I'm going to post a course. I'm going to launch this. I'm going to create a workbook. I'm going to promote my channel on my Instagram. Gradually, I added more and more stuff until it felt like, I'm like, okay, wow, like this is how I would live my life. And then the fifth step, this is probably the most important step, is how are you going to celebrate? What is the first sign of progress that you will allow yourself to celebrate? So you always want to be grateful the whole time, as much as you possibly can. But a lot of the times when we set an intention, it's not going to happen overnight. And so even though we're getting a little bit better every day and we're getting a little bit closer every day, we're not there. So we feel like we have no reason to celebrate. But you need to give yourself permission to be happy for each sign of progress, each sign of growth. For me, every time I got a new subscriber, every time I got a new comment saying that I helped someone, every time someone liked my YouTube video, every time someone responded or said that I inspired them in some way, I celebrated. I don't care if I posted 10 videos and I got one subscriber and one nice comment, I would like pop some bottles, you know, metaphorically, not literally, but I would just be like so happy, so celebrating. I would say, thank you so much. I'm putting in the effort and I'm seeing results. And then I would affirm every time I put in my effort, every time I align my energy and actions, I see results. No matter how big or how small, I see results every single time. So give yourself those little benchmarks of when you're gonna allow yourself to celebrate, because you're doing it, you're getting it. Things are happening in your favor, so celebrate, be grateful. So once you have all these five steps, it may not be like, oh, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. Like, you may get step one right off the bat because you know what your intention is. You may know your limiting beliefs and reprogram them. And then you're aligning your energy and actions with step three and four. You're celebrating. You may like jump back and forth along the steps. So maybe as you go, new limiting beliefs come up and you have to go back to step two and address them. This does not mean that you are failing. This is completely normal. It's not going to be a linear process. It's going to be up and down and, you know, sideways and horizontal, vertical. It's going to be all dimensions, okay? But it's going to be fun. So just allow yourself to revisit things when you need to. Don't get stuck in any steps. Move through them. Go back as you need to go back and celebrate. Gratitude, 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 gratitude. Be grateful. That is the most important thing along this whole thing, being grateful for where you are, where you've been, and where you're going. That's the key to everything. All right, so those are the five steps. That's it. Manifest literally anything with that. Write it on a piece of paper. I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. Okay, so final reminder, well, not final reminder, but again, another reminder to join my Rewired Play Shop. If you've been watching it this far, you need this. Even if you have all the information you need someone to hold you accountable. You need to be part of a community that is on the same journey as you, that is going to support you. You need to feed off that group energy and stay motivated. You need to invest in yourself. Even if you don't watch the course, even if you don't attend the lives, just the fact that you are financially investing in what you want, that's going to uplevel you within itself. So I highly recommend investing in yourself, whatever that means to you. Invest time and energy into what you want and who you want to be, okay? So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video and I'll see you in the next one, okay? Bye, love you. Mwah.